Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
got it on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Raise a Glass. I'm Jim Fisher, and we just listened to Supertramp. Wishing a happy birthday to Roger Hodgson, the guitarist, singer, and the McCartney to the late Rick Davies Lennon, I guess. He was born on this day in 1950, and we heard Sister Moonshine. The usual eclectic mix awaits you. Time for a little krautrock. It's Noi on X-Ray.
fader and I ride it low. I'm on a spinning through the field like Han Solo.
Was on this day in the year 2000, Soul Coughing disbanded after 8 years and three albums from their final album El Oso that was rolling. Always liked them, wish they could have kept going. Although they did recently release a remix of their first album by Arthur Baker and Mad Professor, which I really enjoyed listening to. Prior to that, we raised a glass to Klaus Dinger, the drummer and songwriter most famous for his contributions to the seminal krautrock band Neu. He was also briefly the percussionist for Kraftwerk. He died on this day in 2008, and we heard Neu doing the hypnotic Hallo Gallo. It was on this day in 1991, Leo Fender, the founder of Fender Musical Instruments, died at age 81 after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. His company was best known for guitars, but other iconic instruments as well. In the next block, we're going to hear some music that just wouldn't be the same without Leo Fender. You're on X-Ray.
The sky is crying. Candies and the tears roll down the street. Thank you.
can you see the tears roll down my nose?
Tell me I'm the only one. fresh fossil from a shell. San Francisco, show and tell. Well, I should know by now that it's just a spasm, like a Sunday in TJ, that it's cheap but it's not free, that I'm not what I used to be, and that love's not a game for three.
Babylon.
I live by the river.
some of it was true.
London calling at the top of the dial, and after all this, won't you give me a smile?
A block of tunes there that wouldn't quite sound the same if it weren't for Leo Fender and his ubiquitous musical instrument company. Old Leo died on this day in 1991. London Calling from The Clash has a pretty iconic bass line, courtesy of the Fender P-Bass, the gold standard of electric basses, one might say. Before that, we heard Donald Fagen playing the Fender Rhodes electric piano on Steely Dan's Babylon Sisters. If you hear an electric piano in a classic song, chances are it's either the Fender Rhodes or the punchier Wurlitzer. The Rhodes has a warmer, mellower feel. Perfect sound for yacht rock. Which Steely Dan is most certainly not. But of course, the Fender name wouldn't mean much without its flagship instruments, their guitars. That all started with the Telecaster, the world's first mass-produced, commercially successful solid-body electric guitar. Its simple yet effective design and revolutionary sound broke ground and continues to be a go-to guitar today. But it was the Tele's baby, the Stratocaster, that was the really big one. When people think of electric guitars, this is the one they picture in their mind. And in many ways, it's the perfect guitar. Lightweight, beautiful tone possibilities, the classic shape of it, of course. We heard two master guitarists who really know how to use its tone to their advantage, giving them each their iconic sound. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits demonstrated his signature finger-picking technique on the tune Solid Rock, and the late Stevie Ray Vaughan with his open tuning and exquisite tone doing The Sky Is Crying. The Stratocaster is so iconic as a guitar, its shape has been copied endlessly in cheap knockoffs. The first guitar I bought was a cheap knockoff, and it's still kind of my favorite today. Well, it's payback time, because Fender just won a massive lawsuit over it. A German court ruled that the Strat's body shape is a protected, copyrighted work of applied art, rather than just a purely functional design. This landmark decision prohibits specific Chinese manufacturers from selling copies within the EU. And it was a default judgment, meaning the Chinese companies didn't even show up to contest it. So now the door is open for Fender to go after anybody who used that design, including some very reputable guitar manufacturers, not just the cheap fakes. Fender did patent key technical aspects of the Strat, but the body shape was ripped off so easily because Fender simply failed to police its design for decades. In 2009, a United States court deemed the shape generic and not exclusively tied to the Fender brand. And Gibson guitars lost a similar lawsuit, so we'll see where this eventually goes here in America. Hey, did you know today is both National Corn Dog Day and National Crunchy Taco Day? Well, it is! When I was a kid, there was a Southern California chain called Poppin' Taco that served them both. A relic from the early 60s when they thought pairing gringo Mexican food with hot dogs was a natural combination. Long gone now, bought out by Taco Bell, but would have made the perfect one-stop location for today. C'est la vie. All right, how about a very quick check on...
This Day in History.
For once, one of these silly ones I do from time to time is actually relevant. The first radio station here in Portland, KGW AM, begins broadcasting! 1947, President Harry Truman signs Executive Order 9835, requiring all federal employees to have complete and unswerving loyalty to the United States. Well, how'd that work out?
Jerry Kushner,
excuse me. 1976, French actress Claudine Langer shoots her live-in lover, famed skier Spider Seibich, at his home in Aspen, Colorado. Even though her defense was rife with contradictions, the shooting was ruled an accident, and Langer was sentenced to only 30 days in jail for negligence. And it gives me an excuse to play this.
Good afternoon, this is Tom Triman.
And this is Jessica Antlerdance.
And of course, we're here in Vail, Colorado to cover the Claudine Longer Invitational. Now, here comes the man to beat. We're going to be seeing him in a second. Of course, Jean-Paul Baptiste, a 28-year-old civil engineer from Bern, Switzerland. And he's strong, he's agile, he's got a great deal of power, Jessica.
It's easy to see why he won a bronze medal at Innsbruck. A strong skier and a fierce competitor.
I would say at this halfway point that he's certainly going to take third or maybe even a second place. It looks to me like he has been accidentally shot by Claudine Longer.
Just grazed, I think, Tom.
Well, no, that one got him. He's down. No, he's down this time. No, he's getting up.
Always the mark of a fine athlete is the ability to recover in difficult situations.
I can't believe he's going for the finish line. He has been accidentally shot by Claudine Longer. And this time, I think he's down to stay, Jessica.
We're running a little late, Tom, so let's just cut to a few highlights of this event.
All right, let's do that. Here she was mistakenly dropped her gun and went off.
Here she was showing the gun to a friend.
Yeah, I think she was just cleaning her gun here, wasn't she? And once again, of course, showing a gun to a friend. Here, I think she just put the gun down in the snow and it went off by mistake.
That looked almost like skeet shooting.
You must mean ski shooting.
1990, entertainer Tony Orlando is awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the nation rejoiced.
I pushed my foot down to the list has been touching close to 94. Oh, but I'm always crashing in the same car.
Songs and their creators that are all connected to each other on this day. Devo gave us the original demo version of Mechanical Man. On this day in 1977, Devo traveled from their base in Akron, Ohio to see Iggy Pop at the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland, a show where David Bowie guested on keyboards. Devo would leave a demo tape for Iggy, who loved it, and pass it along to Bowie, leading to a record deal for the band, who made their first album the following year with Brian Eno producing. Now, at that show, I would guess Bowie played keyboards on the song he had just produced and played piano on for Iggy, which we heard, Lust for Life, a song that took 20 years to become a classic, thanks to the movie Trainspotting. It was also on this day a year earlier, after playing a show in Rochester, New York, Iggy and Bowie were arrested on charges of marijuana possession when police raided Bowie's hotel room. Oh, those were the days. The charges were, of course, eventually dropped. We wrapped up that block with Bowie's Always Crashing in the Same Car, also recorded around that time. All right, that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Please stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming right up. Going to leave you with one more. This week we lost Phil Campbell at the age of 64. He was Motorhead's guitarist from 1984 up until 2015 when they disbanded following the death of frontman Lemmy. For a guy in such a heavy band, his was the reputation of a really sweet guy. Everybody seemed to love him not only for his fierce dedication to the band, but his great sense of humor and his dedication to his family. In the years since Motorhead, he formed a band with his three sons, and unfortunately he passed after a long battle in intensive care following what was only described as a complex major operation. Phil Campbell was 64. Here he is with Motorhead, of course. It's X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Good boy would get a sweet thing on the side, home cooking on the side. Side order could be a daughter, and you're looking good. Come on, baby, eat the rich. Put the bite on the son of a bitch. Don't mess up, don't you give me no switch. Come on, baby. Around till the waiter just what you want. Is
said to me, you wanted to eat, how would you ever know? Hash browns and bacon strips, I love the way that you lick your lips. No fooling, I can see it drooling, feel the hunger grow. Come on baby, eat the Ritz, put the bite on the son of a bitch. Don't mess up, don't you give me no switch. Come on baby, and eat the Ritz. Come on baby, and eat the Ritz. Come on honey, here's your supper. Come on baby, fight that sucker. Just pick up the phone. Eat Greek or eat Chinese, eat salad or scallop or grease. You're on the shelf, you'll eat yourself. Come on and bite my bone.